Canada Helps is a charity, and what we do is we provide online donation platform to charities. We service about 16,000 Canadian charities. We really service typically the smaller to medium-sized charities that really need a cost-effective charitable solution. And we also have a portal where we service any Canadian can come to donate to any registered charity, get their instant tax receipts and fundraise for charities and so forth. But one of the things that we did last year is working with a foundation called Give3 out of the out of Montreal, we brought the Giving Tuesday movement to Canada. And so when we started to think about trends in giving, really Giving Tuesday is one of the biggest new trends that's hit the Canadian marketplace in a while. And so in speaking with Brian, what we decided to do is, why don't I call out some of the key trends in fundraising that are going on and then talk about how those trends, you can really pick up on those trends as part of your Giving Tuesday campaign. And Giving Tuesday is still so new that what I thought I'd do is just very quickly introduce it once we get there and then provide tons of examples to show how you can make the most of Giving Tuesday for your charitable organization. So that's kind of what the presentation is, and I'll just kind of dive right in, and I'm going to try and go quickly, and then hopefully we can have a discussion about it at the end. So one of the key trends that everyone knows and is really donor loyalty. We know that this is from a study that the AFP did in 2012, and that we all have leaky buckets. And it's a problem we face everywhere, but it was pretty new to me to see how extreme it was in the charitable sector when I made the transition over. So here the stat is showing that for every $100 gained in new donations, 96 were lost in attrition. And actually, you know, the gifts were getting a little bit higher to offset an actual, you know, offset of actually slightly fewer donors. So we have leaky buckets. So we'll come back to ways that you can address loyalty through Giving Tuesday and acquisition. Online donations. So clearly they're growing fast. You know, it actually surprises me, but there's no real go-to source for what online donations represent in the overall scheme of things. I feel that this is a little bit low, but this is currently, when you see stats, it's between about 7 to 10% of currently all donations are made online. It might be a little bit low because things like scheduled gifts and so forth don't get bucketed into online. I don't know, but just putting that out there, it might be a little bit low. But I think the really important thing to note is how fast it's growing. So this is actually a U.S. stat, but you know, with 13.5% growth in overall online giving versus 4.9% 2013 over 2012 in total giving. So really showing that online growing is growing faster than other forms of giving. And online, what I find really interesting is that online donations for small charities is growing fastest. So with smaller charities really adopting online and being able to, you know, mail-outs are expensive. And so that I think that's one of the key reasons they're reaping the benefits of really starting to focus more online. And that's certainly much more better aligned with what we see at Canada Helps in terms of our overall growth rates. We're definitely above that 18% mark today this year, and we've been seeing continual increase over the last 3 to 4 years in our growth rates in online giving. And that hasn't been because of our marketing budgets, just saying. So basically, I think it just makes sense, as we all know, Canadians are connected so much the day, almost 5 hours a day. And so it makes sense that they're coming online to make their donations. And part of this trend is obviously mobile. So we know that we almost all have smartphones, with a 62% of Canadians having a smartphone. And what we're seeing at Canada Helps is now that 22% of our total donation are coming from a mobile device, so either a smartphone or a tablet. And as you can see there, we see dramatic growth in terms of the number of people coming to our site making donations on a tablet and a smartphone. So 60% year over year, that's for the last 12 months versus the previous 12 months for tablets, and 90% for smartphones. So it's just happening fast. And one of the things I really wanted to share, some of these great stats, but I'm going to call out something that's going on Wednesday, November 12th instead. So one of the questions we need to ask when we think about mobile is your website ready? And we have a speaker from Socially Good doing a webinar through Canada Helps. It's a free webinar. They're great. And you know, typically we have a few hundred people join these webinars. because they are really good. And the neat thing about this is she's presenting results of a Canadian research study that won't be released until November 12th. And she's going to have a lot to say. It's called The State of the Web Nation and Its Benchmarks for Canadian Charities. And it's going to be talking all about the importance of your website, where we're at in terms of websites, and what are the key things you're going to be thinking about. So while I can't share the stats, really welcome you to attend that webinar. And I'll come back to it one more time because it is really good. Social media. So obviously we all know that social media is incredibly important to driving fundraising. It's, you know, what we need to do. 85% of Canadians on Facebook. And one of the things that I find so amazing is that 14 million of us actually check our Facebook news feeds daily, and 9.4 million check in from a mobile device. So pretty incredible. But the biggest thing here is we all know that we're on these social sites like Facebook, but to see the impact on donations really starting to happen. So we're seeing that 15 to 18% of visits to donation pages are now referred traffic from Facebook. So that's becoming a huge, more directly connected to the end donation. And part of that's tied to peer-to-peer social fundraising. So turning your donors into fundraisers. You know, here's an estimate that came out of a Canadian government study, and it's showing, like, for an individual who generates a fundraising page for fundraising for charity or a nonprofit, right now we're looking at a market of about $350 million for donor-driven. So they're fundraising for their birthday, or they're making, instead of giving Christmas gifts, their family's doing a fundraising initiative, something like that. And for charity-driven thons, about $1 billion. So it's a huge market. And as we look to the U.S., which is, you know, tracking a little bit ahead of us right now, today peer-to-peer fundraising represents about 18% of total U.S. giving. So it's significant, and it's the fastest growing way to give. And what's so amazing about it is that it harnesses the online social world. It's really pulling what you're doing on your social media to your donation pages. So 18 to 20% of peer-to-peer donations come through Facebook referrals. And when we look at our Canada Helps fundraising pages, so not everyone converts. A lot of times they may come, visit, maybe come back later, think about it. But maybe they don't give at all. But we're seeing just slightly over 40% of the visitors to our fundraising pages are referred from Facebook. So it's dramatic. It's a great way to get social and to really acquire new donors. So, and this is a U.S. stat again from the Digital Giving Index. The average charity Blackbaud tracked in this study shows growth of about 15% in overall donations as they get into peer-to-peer social fundraising, as they really harness it and start to do thons and ask volunteers to fundraise on their behalf. I wanted to throw this one in. It's about your website. It's not going to tie back maybe as much to Giving Tuesday, but I just think it's really good. 41% of all donors, according to an AFP study, go to your website before deciding whether to donate to you. So that's a really high stat. And again, I want to refer back to that webinar just because I think it's a particularly interesting one when I took a look at it. Because she's going to be from Socially Good. Holly Baggs is her name, and she's going to be sharing the results of the importance of your website, and she'll have some updated data from that 41% that I think is really interesting. And she's going to talk about a lot more than that, about how you organize, some of the issues about organizing and creating a great website, and storytelling, where we're at with storytelling, because we all know we want to storytell, but she's going to share some stats on where we're at with how we are actually storytelling today. So just call that out again. And you know, I think one of the things that's so important, and just to kind of, you know, talk about the website for a second, one of the things that Canada Helps, we just did just over a year ago, is we officially kind of really started to get our charities to move from pointing just directly to our site to make donations to going to a streamlined donation form, which was a little bit more customized to their likings. We're kind of taking it a step further now. But as we made that transition, and we really helped some of our charity clients to start putting the Donate Now button in their top nav, so it's across every page of their site, and going to the streamlined donation form, we saw donations increase by 38%, just showing you know, the need to continue to optimize and test, and the importance of just how the form is designed. And so we'll be continuing constantly. We actually have just released some new tweaks and so forth, because testing is so very important. And then the very last stat I'm going to kind of bring out is a whole bunch of things that could make a whole webinar, but I just want to call out a few and then dive into Giving Tuesday. But there's generational differences. And this is a great story that comes from Blackbaud. And I've actually quoted as US. I need to change that. This is the Canadian data. And, you know, I think it's amazing because you're looking at it by segment. So Generation Y, Gen X, Boomers, Civics. And as we know, you know, the older generation, the older you are, point towards the red, that's where you see the highest gifts, the highest percent that give to the most number of charities. As you get younger, the converse of that is true. But what I think is so very interesting and what comes out of this is that as you go look at the Generation Y, you really see the differences. As the younger you are, what do they want us to do as fundraisers? They want to tell you exactly where their money's going. What are you doing? How is this gift, whether it's $10, $100, whatever it is, how is it going to make a difference? They want to know exactly where their money is going. They also are the ones that are willing to stand up and fundraise for your charity. It's not that clearly there's people from every segment wanting to do that, but they're the ones that are really engaged and want to be a part of it and are willing to go out there and become your supporters. They're the ones that want to give mobily or ready to the most extent. They also like and follow charities that they support and believe in. So they're there to help grow your social presence. And they share about charities. So when you give them great content, they're the most likely to share it amongst the community and stand up and say, I think this is important. So I think those are some really interesting things that we can just talk about. Those were kind of the highlights of some online giving trends. And I just thought, now what I would do would be talk about Giving Tuesday. So has everyone here, have you heard about Giving Tuesday? Yeah. So I'll go really quick, one slide on this one. It's a national day when Canadians, charities, and businesses come together to celebrate giving. And it happens every year, the Tuesday right after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, two major days of commerce. It's a day for giving back. And in 2013, it was a brand new initiative. Literally, we were sitting around a table when I first started at Canada Helps in July, and that was the initial meetings, and it happened, you know, on December 3rd last year. So really came together quickly, but it is a grassroots movement. It's completely built around social. The only real money we spend is having a Giving Tuesday website and doing two media pitches and one official release. Because it's run two charities as behind it. And so that's literally all we're spending. So what it is, it's a collective movement where we all come together, and through the power of our voices and our appeal, we create this movement where Canadians are all thinking, have an opportunity to think about why giving back matters. So in our first year, over 1,300 corporates and charities joined, which we were thrilled about, officially joined, and told us what they were going to do on Giving Tuesday. We saw pound Giving Tuesday or hashtag Giving Tuesday CA trend all day in the number two position. We had over 42 million media impressions. Like, we were on every national news network. We actually are trying to better prepare to have more speakers this year because we couldn't do it all. Through Canada Helps, we saw donations increase 169% over the same Tuesday the previous year. And when we isolated our clients that actually participated, got on board and did something, a lot of them did not do donation campaigns necessarily, but did something, just were out there talking about Giving Tuesday, we saw their donations increase on average of 225% on that Tuesday versus the previous Tuesday of the year before. In the U.S., this was their second year, because we're bringing the U.S. movement to Canada. It went to several countries last year. And I think these are two great stats that were shared again by Blackbaud, who has some great data to share. But Twitter to donation pages was up 700% versus the average day. So, you know, a tweet that goes directly to a donation page, that's pretty huge. And Facebook referred almost 30% of visits to donation pages that day. So you can see it's right in all those trends we were just talking about. This is meshed. Giving Tuesday is really there to leverage all of them. So when you're thinking about participating in Giving Tuesday, how do you participate? There's no right way. I think the whole message is you do what's best for your charity, and you just say, yeah, I think this movement matters. I think giving back matters, and I'm going to join, and I'm going to amplify what matters to my charity, what's going to best support my charity by joining the cause. So I'm going to give you a bunch of examples. So first off, we'll just start with the social, because clearly it's a social movement, and there's a lot of opportunity there. So just a few basic things. The first thing is follow hashtag GivingTuesdayCA. Like the Facebook page, like all the various social presence that it has. Always use that hashtag, because then what we're recommending to donors and to charities and to media is use the hashtag and figure out what's going on and get engaged. So always include the hashtag. Use other relevant trending hashtags, and they may be ones that you create, or it could be the pound on selfie hashtag that I'll be talking about in a minute, but another, it's tied to Giving Tuesday. It over a million times shared already, and it's starting up again this year already. Announce that you've joined. So just keep talking, maybe tease out your plans or tell your plan a million times, you know, in different ways. Post highly shareable content. Ask supporters to share your content. And let followers know how to support you. Count down and share momentum and results. And then on December 3rd, when it's all over, make sure you share how you did on the day, what came out of it. Just no matter what you do, being on social is just good for you. And highly shareable content, here's a few examples. I think the infographic is a great one, where taking impact statements and translating into a really great Giving Tuesday infographic. You can do thought-provoking visuals, industry data points, things that capture attention and speak to impact or need, inspiring quotes. I just call out PicMonkey in case you're in the situation where that's hard to get content. It's a really great tool for doing some decent stuff. Yeah, very, very, it's a free tool, and you can make it look pretty good. This is the pound on selfie. Or hashtag, I always say that. We wrote a book years ago, and so I still have a very hard time with that one. That was started kind of like out of the U.S., but it definitely Canadians started participating in it towards the, you know, really close to Giving Tuesday last year, and there was over a million unselfies shared last year, and you can do that on any social channel. I think a lot of them were on Facebook instead of actually Twitter in this case. So as a charity, you could ask your supporters to join that, include reference to your charity, and then also include reference so that you're part of the hashtag on selfie trend. And or if you want to, there's the American Red Cross up there. They actually created their own version and did really well with that one. So you can do it on your own if you feel that's your better way, or tag into the existing momentum. And of course, I think it's a great day. You know, we all want more stories. We all need more stories. And you can ask anyone to provide stories. And those are great to share on the day. Stories from your board, staff, volunteers, major donors. There's an example of the gates coming up. We all had gates as our that could speak to us. Telling how they're getting involved in Giving Tuesday and referencing specific organizations that they're supporting, board members there, and a great way to open the door to get that content that we all need to help share the great work that we're doing. You can use the day to meet your fundraising goals, and if so, because it's a day, it really is best suited to making sure you support it also online. And so this is one of the campaigns I thought was really great. It's Free the Children and Carl the Brick, and what was so great about it is that they figured out the cost of building schools. It came down to the very lowest element, which was $20 a brick, and so they were asking for donations much higher if you could, but as little as $20 a brick to help build that school. and just a really fun online campaign that got a lot of activity for them. And I think that's a great way to do it. And you know, another way to do like that, that was more a little bit more acquisition oriented, providing that really low tangible gift that would really appeal to a younger generation donor. But you know, if you're going out to your current base, you might want to consider, you know, why not consider a tribute gift? And that's a way of spreading the movement through that gift if you really want to focus on fundraising. Another idea would be looking for a matching gift partner. So whether it's a major donor, maybe your whole board gets behind it. Because it's just a day, it's a lot more manageable to actually pull off a match gift than you think often. Because so often we're looking for a larger period, but because it's one day and maybe you limit it to online, you can get a little bit more clever to bring in new donors or existing donors. Another idea, and I have some Canadian examples in here, ask your supporters to strengthen their commitment to your cause, which is a nice way to get involved. I loved this campaign. It was Art a la Carte launched a Letters of Hope campaign where they still had to edit all the letters that were going to their clients, but they have long-term care patients, and their supporters wrote letters to people, and they were so well received. They caught a lot of media coverage, local and national media coverage, because it was just such an amazing way for supporters. They felt amazing getting involved, and for the recipients of these letters. So just a beautiful way to celebrate Giving Tuesday. Another one it's not just about giving, it can be about volunteering. And you know, we're getting closer to Giving Tuesday. One way to do it, if you need volunteers, is maybe you consider, you know, you structure it how it works for you, but you could ask your supporters on December 2nd, can you commit to 40 hours of volunteer time this year? So it doesn't have to happen exactly on the day. Or you could orchestrate it exactly on the day, and whether it's, you know, doing something that you need done for your organization, maybe it's an office cleanup or something, or doing something in the community, there's a lot of ways to get volunteers involved. And you can ask your supporters to fundraise for you, and I'm just going to plug this one. There is an easy way to do it. Canada Helps, as of tomorrow, will have a Fundraise Now button. You could actually link it to a specific fund, so it could be a Giving Tuesday fund, and then your donors can come to your site and just instantly kind of follow the two-form process to set up their own fundraising page and start fundraising for your charity. Your charity will automatically be assigned to the form that it goes to. And make sure as you're sharing it to ask them to definitely still keep using those hashtags so their fundraising efforts get picked up. If you're feeling like your calendar is too full, like you hadn't really built Giving Tuesday in yet, you can always think a little bit more about loyalty and giving thanks and appreciation. And a lot of charities found themselves in this position last year because it was so new. But we saw some amazing videos, amazing, you know, emails that included impact statements. They were quite shareable. The videos in particular were very shareable as well. But a really nice way to get involved in the movement and keep your share of voice on this day and get picked up within all the activity that's going on. You know, if video is a little bit intimidating, you certainly don't have to make it a video, but if you are, you know, have enough things that you can piece together, maybe, you know, it's you and your staff and your volunteers kind of sharing some sincere thoughts, Animoto is a great free tool to help you edit that in a very easy way. Another way to do it is think about what are things that we're already doing that we could announce on Giving Tuesday or kickstart on Giving Tuesday. So this is just a small example, but the Foundation Center Action started enrolling basketball teams for their spring wheelchair event on Giving Tuesday. I know that there was a fundraiser at a hospital that just talked about their capital campaign. A lot of this happened as well. So anything you can do to tie into the day and leverage the day to promote something that's already on your calendar. And this is really exciting. This one is thinking about civic movements. And so, you know, this happened in Baltimore. Baltimore set out to be the most charitable city. And they just really, really mobilized, getting key stakeholders involved, making it easy to donate, setting up places, physical places where you could go learn about charities and nonprofits in their area, and they just really embraced it. And what's really exciting, though, is that we have our own Guelph Gives, which is out of the University of Guelph, and they're doing this. Like, they're taking that Be More, Baltimore wants to be the most generous city, and they're trying to bring it to Guelph. And I think this is really cool. We also had a couple of mayors last year proclaim Giving Tuesday an official day. So there's really cool things as communities we can do. If that's seeming a little bit overwhelming at this moment, you know, you could even think about joining forces. So a lot of times there's just within a walking distance, there's a few charities not far apart. And you could consider working together to create a challenge in your community. Get to know three new charities. And each of you can run an open house, and Canadians can take that challenge to get to know local charities right around the corner from where they are. There's a million ways to do it, just an idea. But that might be one where you might be able to get some local business to help sponsor some and cover some of the costs. Great. The last thing is just, I'll give you a few examples of corporate sponsorships, because that can be an overwhelming task, but again, when you break it down to a day, it can be a little bit more manageable and a great way to kind of start forging those relationships or building upon them. So, you know, things that you know, but, you know, looking local, seeking synergies, going to them with some ideas, a few different ideas to figure out which one's going to work, being flexible so that you can find something that works for both of you, and really understanding it from your perspective and their perspective, how this could be a great win-win opportunity to work together on Giving Tuesday. Here's a small one. This is actually CIBC driven, but they did a dollar a tweet, and with the dollar going to charity on Giving Tuesday last year, up to $10,000, and they reached their max, which was awesome. And I think so, with social being such a key thing, it was a great way for them to build their followers and so forth while supporting charity. This one is great. This Montreal-based communications firm, they just stepped in and organized a Hanukkah party for a charity that really needed that additional help just to facilitate something like that. So that was a great way for them to help on Giving Tuesday at a much smaller scale. Here's a Montreal restaurant that collected donations for a few different charities in the area, but it could be so many ways. It could, if you need clothes, if you need, you know, canned goods, there's so many ways. It could be to their clients or it could be to their employees. There's a million ways to do it. And these were a couple of matching partner examples. So Alzheimer's Society in Nova Scotia having a match gift from Deloitte. A Canada Helps, we had an Interact matching gift, which we'll do again this year. We also have a PayPal match gift going on as well that we've just announced. So I think we can never get matching gifts, but when it's a day, it's a little bit easier. And then, of course, asking corporations to fundraise. They can do it internally. They can create teams of different departments, whatever they want to do. There's so many different ways to do it, but it's another way to get a corporation on and make it pretty manageable. So back to the online trends, just to kind of pull these two different things together. It's a day, so you know you really need to be able to support it online. You can do it if loyalty is where you're at and you really need to focus on that. Giving thanks and showing appreciation, it's just a way to be heard and to make sure you're part of the day. Clearly, there's a ton of acquisition opportunity here for reaching new donors with all the social amplification that can go on by just getting a part of being a part of this trend on what's going on online. Content, it's a way to get the content coming to you. We don't often ask or take the time to ask, and it's a great day to do it when so many people will be seeing friends and family sharing their unselfies and so forth. So it's a really good time to ask for content. Mobile, one of the things, like from the Giving Tuesday site, there is the ability to donate. It does go through Canada Helps, but every charity has a ready-to-go mobile optimized donation page with, like, just kind of Giving Tuesday branded. I just kind of put a mock of it. So if that helps you, you can certainly leverage that donation page. I mean, you know, a number of charities did last year. Peer-to-peer fundraising, it's like a turnkey way to engage your donors and get that Facebook donation started. And demographics, if you're like a lot of charities and your base tends to be older today, it's a great way to just show that you're ready for the younger generations and to really charge them up about what your organization's doing, speaking in the way they want to be spoken to and where they want to hear you. If you're ready to get started, it's Giving Tuesday CA. It's a simple online process. Of course, no charge. There's a million different tools available there. There's lots of webinars. There's just so much more than this. And you can see what other charities are doing. A couple other things you can do is if you do have a Giving Tuesday campaign, no matter what it is, on Canada Helps, you can actually create a free campaign and badge it Giving Tuesday. And because we do the PR, a lot of the PR ends up at our site, and sometimes people don't go to Giving Tuesday. So definitely do it on Giving Tuesday. That's where we want you to go. But we want a fallback plan because a lot of the media came to our site as well. And so set it up. Even if you're volunteering, just set up your campaign, flag it Giving Tuesday. They can browse by their city. Because one of the things that happened is we had Winnipeg Press calling in. We didn't know what anyone was doing in Winnipeg. There's three of us, right? And so it was very quickly, this is a way for us to make sure we know who's doing what so that local media can come and write a very relevant story. So highly recommend that you do that as well. And that's what I prepared for today. Would love to know if anyone has any questions or ideas or wants to share what they are doing. So it's really hard to figure out the actual dollar amount raised because everybody's going to their own donation pages. So we just knew what was kind of raised. We know we got the 169% lift overall in Canada Helps, but we only know the people that really either were donors that use our site or charity clients that use our pages. And clearly there's some huge charities and they would only know that. So one of the things that we are trying to do is to ask more people to share their results. But we saw that, so I mentioned the Canada Helps one, but actually text giving increased even a little bit more than we did. I think they hit 225% lift in text donations. Artez released their numbers, very comparable to ours. So I think it's a pretty good indicator. We were all within kind of 30 percentage points of each other for those that did report.
So much, Shannon. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.